So Pastor Morrell has been helping our English ministry a lot. He comes almost once a month at least. And today is the second time he's preaching to the whole congregation in this combined service. Let's welcome him.
It is indeed an honor to be standing before you here today. If anything good is said today, it is because of the Lord. If anything bad is said here today, blame Tennyson. I am honored to be used by God to share God's word with you today.
我很荣幸能够被神所使用来分享神的话语。
And I am especially honored to be able to serve alongside my brother Tennyson here today.
我特别感到荣幸能够与这位不配的翻译一起来侍奉神。
Now, let's get to the word.
让我们来看神的话语。
I will be reading many scriptures to you today.
今天我会向大家宣读很多圣经的话语。
So please try to follow along.
所以如果有圣经的话，你可以 一起来读。
And if you can't follow along, write down the scriptures.
如果你找不到那些经文的话，你可以把它写下来。
So that you can be like the Berean church or the Berean Christians, and you can go and study these scriptures so that you can make sure that what I'm saying is accurate.
所以你可以像早期教会那样，你可以去验证一下我所说的是不是准确的。
And my message for us today is to encourage us to read the Bible.
我今天的主要的信息是想要鼓励我们所有的弟兄姊妹认真的去读圣经。
And not only to read the Bible, but to read it encouragingly, excitingly, and expectantly.
不单只是去读圣经, 而是带着一种期盼, 带着一种被鼓舞的心态去读圣经。
The first scripture I want for us to consider today is 2 Timothy 3:16.
我首先要跟大家分享的第一节的经文就是 提摩太后书第三章16节。
And it says,
这里说,
All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
圣经都是神所默示的。
And is profitable for doctrine,
与教训,
for reproof, for correction,
督责使人归正,
for instruction in righteousness,
使人归正都是教导人学义,
that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
That lets us know that Scripture is breathed out by God.
这里就告诉我们说, 圣经是神所默示的。
I don't know if you got that, so I'm going to repeat that.
不知道大家有没有掌握到刚才所读的, 我想再重复一遍。
That this Bible is breathed out. The words on the pages of this Bible is breathed out by God.
这圣经里面的话语是神所默示的。
Now, just as powerful as God's words were when He created the heavens and the earth,
神用他大能的话语创造了宇宙万物。
His written word is just as powerful.
他所写的，写下来的这些话语。
And it can change your life.
它可以改变你的生命。The
word scripture means the written word of God.
Scripture 这个字, 经文这个字, 所代表的就是神所写下来的话语。
And 2 Peter 1 verse 19 through 21 tells us that though man wrote the scriptures, it was authored by God.
彼得后书第一章十九到二十一节讲到说，虽然圣经是由人写下来的，但是神是真正的作者。
And I know we have some clever people out here.
我们这里有很多很聪明的人。
And when Paul wrote 2 Timothy 3:16, he was referring to what we call the Old Testament scriptures.
保罗在提摩太后书三章十六节讲到的圣经，它指的是旧约圣经。
So what about the New Testament scriptures?
那新约呢？
Well, Jesus let us know in John 16 verses 12 through 14 that the apostles will be used by God to write the New Testament scriptures.
耶稣基督自己本人，他在约翰福音十六章十二到十四节说，他会使用这些使徒们来写出上帝的话语。
And just like the prophets in the Old Testament were used by the Holy Spirit, so the apostles too were used by the Holy Spirit.
正像旧约时代那些先知们，他们被圣灵所感动，写下了旧约圣经，神也用这些使徒们在新约时代写下了新约圣经。
And that is why in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he reminded the Christians that we are built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, the apostles, and the prophets.
所以，在以弗所书第二章里面讲到，我们是被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
So there you have it, both the Old and the New Testament are the words spoken by God.
所以我们都知道，不论是旧约圣经还是新约圣经，都是神所默示的。
Now let us turn our attention to the scriptures. Matthew 4:4.
让我们来看马太福音第四章第四节。
When Jesus was being tempted by Satan himself, he said these words.
当耶稣基督被撒旦诱惑的时候，他说了这样的话。
Matthew 4:4.
马太福音第四章第四节。
Jesus' answer to Satan was, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone.
耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
是靠神所说的每一句话，神口里所说的每一句话。
The Bible says, every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
从神口里所出的每一句话。
We are to live the words that God speaks.
我们要按照神所说的话来过我们的生活。
This lets me know that Bible reading and Bible hearing is not optional for the believer.
所以对我们这些信徒来说，阅读圣经、聆听圣经不是一个可有可无的。
Bible reading is not optional.
阅读圣经不是可有可无的。
We are to live by every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
我们要按照神口里所出的每一句话来过我们的生活。
And how can we live what we do not know?
如果我们不知道神的话的话，我们怎么样可以照此而活？
And how can we live what we do not understand?
如果我们不明白的话，我们怎么样来照它来生活呢？
I want to read another scripture, James chapter 1.
想再读一段经文，就是
verses 22 through 25.
雅各书第一章二十二到二十五节。
If you have it, say amen. Amen. And it reads, But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed.In what he does.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。 因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
Amen. And so the Bible tells us that man shall live by every word of God.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们应该按着神口里所出的每一句话来生活。
So our Lord and Savior expects us to live the very words of God.
我们的主要求我们按照神的话语去过我们的生活。
So we have seen that Bible reading is not optional for the believer, and Bible reading and Bible living is not optional for the believer.
So 我们已经看到，阅读圣经不是可有可无的，同时呢，要按照圣经的话语去生活，那是绝对必须的。
So Jesus expects us to read the Bible, right?
So, 耶稣基督要求我们去阅读圣经，按照圣经而活，是不是呢？
And Mark chapter 12, verses 18 through 27.
马可福音十二章十八到二十七节。
Then verses 18 through 27.
18节到27节。
Then some Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to him, and they asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies and leaves his wife behind and leaves no children, his brother should take his wife and raise up offspring for his brother. Verse 20.Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and dying, he left no offspring. And the second took her, and he died. Nor did he leave any offspring. And the third likewise, so that the seven had her and left no offspring. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, when they rise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had her as wife.Jesus answered and said to them, Are you not therefore mistaken, because you do not know the scriptures, nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But concerning the dead, that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the burning bush passage, how God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. You are therefore greatly mistaken.
马可福音十二章十八节到二十七节，撒都该人常说没有复活的事。他们来问耶稣说：“夫子，摩西为我们写着说，人若死了，撇下妻子，没有孩子，他兄弟当娶他的妻，为哥哥生子立后。有弟兄七人，第一个娶了妻，死了，没有留下孩子。”第二个娶了她，也死了，没有留下孩子。第三个也是这样，那七个人都没有留下孩子。末了，那妇人也死了。当复活的时候，她是哪一个的妻子呢？因为他们七个人都娶过她。耶稣说，你们所以错了，岂不是因为不明白圣经，不晓得神的大能吗？人从死里复活，也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。论到死人复活，你们没有念过摩西的书荆棘篇上所载的吗？神对摩西说，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神，你们是大错了。
In arguing against the Sadducees, Jesus said to them, Have you not read?
在与这些撒都该人辩论的时候，耶稣说，你岂不是没有不明白圣经吗？
Our Lord and Savior who we love, who laid down his life for us, wants us and expects us to read the words of God.
那为我们死而复活的神，我们的主 要求我们去读圣经。
I want to turn our attention to another passage, Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 18 through 20.
让我们一起来看，生命记十七章。
Deuteronomy 17, 18 through 20.
生命记十七章十八到二十节。
These passages concern instructions concerning the king and his duties.
这几节经文是给将来要做王的这些人的一些指示。
Verse 18 reads, Also it shall be when he sits on the throne of his kingdom that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book.From the one before the priest, the Levites, and it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes, that his heart may not be lifted above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, and that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel.
这里讲到如果一个国王要登基了就说他登了国位 就要将祭司立位人就要将祭司立位人面前的这律法书为自己抄录一本存在他那里要平生诵读好学习敬畏耶和华他的神谨守遵行这律法书上的一切言语和这些律例免得他向弟兄心高气傲偏离左右离了这诫命这样他和他的子孙便可在以色列中在国位上年长日久。
God expected the king of Israel to read the scriptures.
神期待这些要求这些以色列做王的人要去认真的诵读圣经。
And he listed some benefits for reading the scriptures.
然后他们从圣经当中会得到很多的益处。
And here is that list.To learn to fear the Lord, learn to observe all the words of God, to remain humble, to not sin, and to prolong his days and his children's days in the kingdom.
这里讲到可以帮助这些王学习怎么样认识耶和华，怎么样保持谦卑，怎么样让他能够在日长久，不单只是他自己的日子长久，使他的子孙也可以在日长久。
So the Bible lists benefits for Bible reading.
所以圣经里已经告诉我们阅读圣经的益处。
I have heard that there are many benefits to reading the Bible daily. One of them is people who read the Bible daily at least four times a week are 50% less likely to return to alcoholism.
我听到很多关于这些阅读圣经的益处的这些见证，其中有一个统计数据告诉我们，如果我们是每天读圣经，或者至少每个礼拜读四次圣经的人，是，减少了很多的机会会回到那个酗酒的状态当中。
People who read the Bible at least four times a week are less likely to cheat on their wives.
这些每个礼拜至少读四次圣经的。圣经的人是会大大减少他们在婚姻当中出轨的几率。
And it's reported in this study that 63 or 67% of people who read the Bible four times a week are more happy.
至少有65%左右的人，他们如果每个礼拜读四次的圣经，他们总体上是更加的喜乐的。
I want to list a few more benefits for daily Bible reading.
我还可以再列出更多的一些每天阅读圣经的这些益处。
Turn with me to Acts 17.
我们去翻到《使徒行传》十七章。
10 through 12.
第十到十二节。
Verse 10. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men.
弟兄们随即在夜间打发保罗和希拉往庇里亚去，二人到了就进入犹太人的会堂，这地方的人咸于铁萨罗尼加的人，甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是，所以他们中间多有相信的，又有希腊尊贵的妇女，男子也不少。
The scriptures tells us that they read the Bible or the scriptures daily, and the result was that many believed.
这里告诉我们，他们天天查考圣经，所以有不少人是相信的。
Being born again does not happen without Bible reading or Bible hearing.
我们的重生是需要我们去阅读圣经，明白圣经。
The Bible says in Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God.
罗马书也告诉我们，我们的信心是来自于听到神的话语。
The word of God is powerful to save men's souls.
神的话是如此的强大，有何等大的力量，它可以拯救我们的灵魂。
1 Peter 1:23。
彼得前书第一章二十三节。
I'm gonna start at verse 22.
我们从第二十二节开始。
1 Peter 1:22-23. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth.Through the spirit and sincere love of the brother, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever.
你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里切实彼此相爱。你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子。是借着神活泼长存的道。
Notice that in verse 22-23, it reads, we have been born again through the word of God.
我们是由于神的活泼的道而得到重生。
I will restate, being born again does not happen without Bible reading or Bible hearing.
所以我们的重生是来自于我们阅读圣经，我们听到圣经。
Psalm 19:7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul."
诗篇十九篇说，神的话是完美的，它可以改变我们的人心。
Benefit number two from scripture reading is sanctification in the life of a believer does not happen without the Word of God.
阅读圣经的另外一个益处就是我们的成圣也是与圣经息息相关的。
John 17:12-17.
约翰福音十七章十二节到十七节。
Jesus is praying his high priestly prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane right before his crucifixion.
在他被抓、被钉十字架以前，耶稣在科西马尼园，他做了一个大祭司的祷告。
And he states, "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, look at this, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Look at this. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
17章12节, 我与他们同在的时候, 因你所赐给我的名, 保守了他们, 我也护卫了他们, 其中除了那灭亡之子, 没有一个灭亡的, 好叫经上的话得应验, 现在我往你那里去, 我还在世上说这话, 是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐, 我已将你的道赐给他们, 世界又恨他们, 因为他们不属世界, 正如我不属世界一样, 我不求你, 我不求你叫他们离开世界, 只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。 他们不属世界, 正如我不属世界一样, 求你用真理使他们成圣, 你的道就是真理。
Amen. The major way that God sanctifies the believer is through or by the word of God.
神用他的话来使我们成圣。
The word sanctify means to set apart for God's use.
成圣的意思就是说我们被分别出来被神所用。
The word sanctify means to set apart from evil things.
成圣也代表是说我们是从 这些不义的事情,罪恶的事情当中被分别出来。
So the major means by which God uses to sanctify us is through reading and hearing His word.
这里讲到我们成圣的途径也是通过阅读和聆听神的话语。
1 Thessalonians 4:3-5 reads, For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God.
帖撒罗尼迦里面也讲到我们要脱离卑贱的事情, 我们不要像外邦人一样存虚妄的心行事。
You want to read it? It's okay. Okay. So we have benefits from reading scripture. One, we are born again. Two, we are set apart unto God for his use. And three, and I love this one, the Bible helps us to see God's glory.
所以我们刚才已经看到了, 圣经神的话语可以让我们得救, 也可以让我们成圣。 现在我们来到第三点, 就是圣经的话语可以让我们看到神的荣耀。
I don't think y'all heard me. The Bible helps us to see God's glory.
圣经帮助我们看到神的荣耀。
Philip, when he was with Jesus, and Jesus says, I'm going away, Philip says, Lord, I will be satisfied if you would just show us the Father.
腓力在耶稣说他将要去, 去到与父同在给我们预备房间的时候，腓力说：“神啊，求你把父显给我们看。”
I'm excited about this because it reminds me when I was 12 years old and I met Jesus Christ for the first time.
看到这一点的时候，就让我非常的激动，因为我回想起我12岁的时候，我认识了耶稣基督。
The day I met Jesus Christ, I left the church, I went across the street, and I stood next to a stop sign. And I said, Lord, take my life. I don't want to sin anymore.
我认识耶稣基督的那天，我离开了教会，我来到街上，我就在跟神说，神啊，你把我收去吧，我不想再犯罪了。
I did not want to sin anymore because I knew sin separates me from God.
因为罪使我与神分离，所以我不想再犯罪了。And
I wanted to see God. I didn't want to be separated from Him.
我想见到神，我不想再跟他分离了。And
to this day, the idea of seeing God and seeing His glory brings tears to my eyes.
直到今天, 只要我每当想到我要看到神，看到神的荣耀的时候，我就不自禁的流下眼泪。
And then I discovered that God allows me to see His glory through the Scriptures.
那后来我意识到，神可以通过圣经来彰显他的荣耀。
God's glory and us praising God for His glory is the supreme purpose of our redemption.
我们得救，我们被救赎的主要的一个目的所在，就是能够见到神的荣耀，能够让神的荣耀充满我们的心。
1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God."
哥林多前书十章三十一节说，无论做什么，或吃或喝，都要为荣耀神去做。
Isaiah 43:7 says, "Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him."
神说，他造我们的目的就是为了荣耀他自己。
We are made by God to see His glory.
我们是为了看到神的荣耀而被造出来的。
Stated another way, we were made in such a way to see God as glorious.
我们被创造的目的就是能够荣耀神。
The problem is that the God of this world has blinded the minds of men and the hearts of men so that we no longer see God as glorious.
问题在于这个世界的所谓的神明使我们的眼睛瞎了，我们看不到神的荣耀。
We find vacations more glorious.
我们认为去度假是更为荣耀的事情。
We find going to the movies and other entertainment more glorious and more fun.
我们认为去看电影或者去其他的娱乐是更加有乐趣的，更加荣耀的。
We find sex and we find food more glorious than God.
我们认为各种的肉体的情欲还有这食物是更荣耀的。
And why do we find these things more glorious than God?
为什么我们看这些东西比神还高呢？
We find these things more glorious than God because the Bible teaches us that the God of this world has blinded our eyes so that we cannot see God as glorious.
我们之所以认为这些东西比神更有荣耀，是因为这个世界的神使我们的眼睛瞎了，我们看不到真神的荣耀。
2 Corinthians 4:3-4
哥林多后书第四章第四节。
But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them.
Is it 1 Corinthians 4?
2 Corinthians 2,
Sorry. 提摩太后书第四章第四节。
It's your fault.
此等不信之人，被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
3 and 4
格林多后书第四章三到四节。如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡人的身上，此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照他们。基督本身是神的像。
What we see there is that God uses the reading and the hearing of Scripture to reveal the glory, His glory, in the face of Jesus Christ, and Satan tries to blind our eyes to that glory.
这里讲到神试图通过启示让我们能够看到，通过聆听还有阅读圣经的话语， 看到他的荣耀，但是撒旦却是要蒙蔽我们的心眼。
That is why Jesus said, seeing, the world seeing, do not see, and hearing, they do not hear. Because we see with the natural eye, but what we need is our eyes of the heart to see the glory of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣所说的，我们虽然看见，但是却没有真正的看见。我们听见，却不能真正的明白，因为我们用肉体的眼睛去看，是看不到神的荣耀的。
When we read the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, we should read not just for knowledge, but hoping that God will show us His glory.
所以当我们阅读圣经的时候，我们不应该只是说我们想得到更多的知识，而是我们要求神来把他的荣耀彰显给我们。
Jesus said in John 5:39,
耶稣在约翰福音五章十九节说，三十九节说，
He says, you search the scriptures, for in them you think that you have eternal life, and these are they which witness about me.
耶稣说，你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
Ladies and gentlemen, Bible reading shows our devotion in our pursuit of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们对圣经有多大的热忱去阅读它，显示出我们对神的忠心，我们对神的追求。
I will say it another way. If we are serious about pursuing God, we will devote ourselves to daily Bible reading.
我再说一遍，如果我们对神的这种追求是认真的话，我们必然会去认真的每天的去阅读神的话。
And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart, Jeremiah 29:13.
耶利米书第二十九章说，你要去寻找我，你要去用全心的 来追寻我。
Philip Robinson, or Phyllis Robinson, in her book, Why I Believe the Bible is the Word of God, says this, We cannot be casual in our pursuit of God.
这个 Philip Robinson, 他写的这本书里面讲到说，我们去追求神的时候，不能是随随便便的。
We cannot be casual. The Bible says, you will find me when you search for me.
圣经说，当你去寻找我的时候，你会找到我，但是我们不能是随随便便的。
Why should we read the scriptures? Because through the scriptures come knowledge that reveals Christ's glory and the Father's glory.
为什么我们要认真的去阅读圣经呢？因为圣经告诉我们耶稣基督的荣耀。他把神的荣耀显示给我们。
Just a few more scriptures.
还有几段的经文。
Psalm 119:130.
诗篇119篇139节。
And it reads, Psalm 119:130. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple.
诗篇119篇130节。
I'll read it again. The entrance of your words give light.
你的言语一解开就发出亮光，使愚人通达。
By reading God's word and hearing God's word, we see with God's light how glorious Jesus Christ is.
当我们去阅读圣经，聆听圣经的时候，我们就可以看到神的亮光，看到他的荣耀。
Do you want to meet God?
你想要与神相遇吗?
Do you want to meet with God?
你想跟神在一起吗?
I'm going to show you how God meets with His people.
我将告诉你神怎么样来与他的子民相遇。
If you want to see this, this is awesome. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. 1 Samuel chapter 3.
撒母耳记上第三章。
Samuel, if you remember, Samuel was birthed by a woman named Hannah. She prayed to God for a child because she was barren.
所以大家都知道, 撒母耳他的母亲哈拿曾经不生育, 然后他求神给他赐下一个儿子。
So God, in His grace, gave Hannah and her husband Elkanah a child named Samuel.
所以神给他这样的恩典, 让他生下一个儿子, 叫撒母耳。
And she says, if you give me a child, I will dedicate him and lend him to you for the rest of his life.
哈拿说, 如果你赐给我一个儿子, 我将会把他奉献给你, 让他一生都侍奉你。
So God gave her Samuel, and she lent him to the Lord, and then God gave her five more children.
所以神后来给他, 生下了撒母耳, 然后他后来还生了五个孩子。
But Samuel served the Lord from his youth.
所以撒母耳自小就侍奉神。
Now, verse 19.
第三章十九节。
So Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. Verse 20. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord.
撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空，从但 到别示巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。耶和华又在示罗显现，因为耶和华将自己的话漠视撒母耳。
I don't know if you caught that, but the Bible says that God revealed himself to Samuel by the word of the Lord.
不知道大家有没有, 注意到, 神通过他的话语,
Philip said, show us the Father.
腓力说,
God is saying, read your Bible.
神说,
come on, somebody, that's good stuff. I meet with God. I meet with God every time I read scripture.
当我每次阅读圣经的时候,
I take hold of God's promise that He will reveal himself if I seek him with my whole heart.
我抓住神的话语, 我抓住神的应许, 每当我去追寻神的时候, 我在寻找他的时候, 他就与我相遇。
That's what encourages me to read my Bible.
这就是我阅读圣经的动力所在。
Not that I can check off a to-do list every day.
并不是说我可以在 在一个这个清单上可以, 画上勾, 说我已经完成任务了。
Not that I might have meaningless devotion time.
也不是说我在这个, 画出一段时间, 但是却没有任何意义的这样的一个硬性的时间来读圣经。
Because I want to see God.
是因为我想要去遇见神。
Because I love God.
因为我爱神。
Because I need God.
因为我需要神。
And the Bible says, I can see him and have him through the word.
圣经说, 当我们去阅读他的话语的时候, 我们就有了这一切。
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't read the word because it's a duty. I read the word because I see God's glory, and that makes my joy full.
弟兄姊妹们, 我阅读圣经, 不是说出于一种责任, 而是因为我实在是爱神。 带着这样的心态去阅读圣经, 给我充满了喜乐。
And I want to let you know, this is the last point I want to make. I want to let you know that the reason why I was born again and the reason why you were born again was so that our eyes of our heart could see the glory of God in the Word of God.
我想最后跟大家分享这一点，就是我自己为什么会重生，弟兄姊妹们为什么会重生。 其实就是为了要让我们能够看到，通过神的话语，看到神的荣耀。
The world cannot see the glory of God in the scriptures.
这个世界看不到神的荣耀。
But we have received the Spirit of God so that we can see the glory of God in the scriptures.
但是我们从神得到这样的圣灵，我们就可以通过圣经来看到神的荣耀。
Amen. Please read your scriptures daily. Amen. Let's give God